Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
It's fine because Chelsea's doing the intro.
You asked for it. Here we are. The typical three apathetic podcasters. Trav Bobev, Bran Botran, and Chelsea me.
Yeah, it's the wrong music. It doesn't matter.
Chelsums.
You play the wrong music?
Did I?
I don't know because I couldn't hear it.
I totally did. Welcome to Interdimensional RSS.
The Thunderdome.
Brandon. We got a very special show for us today.
I'm excited.
We have a very special guest with us. Chelsea.
Introduce him, Travis.
Am I the guest? Which one's the guest?
It's me.
It's Travis
I'm
Menard.
I'm just not special anymore.
One of our very special guests.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. long time fan. Just recently
first
subscribed.
Time listener.
Yeah. First time listener. First time caller. Long time listener.
Travis,
hi everybody.
With you back for this episode, why don't you do the honors and run us through actually running the show?
Tell us all the things you planned for us to talk about.
Let me shake off the rust here. Hi everybody, thank you for joining us. This is Apathetic Enthusiasm. I think, regardless of what you may have heard before, so glad to be here. So glad to actually be podcasting. Brandon, Chelsea, thank you for having me on the show. Thank you for carrying this show through the crazy holiday season and whatever else might be going on. If you're new here, like me, and you or Chelsea, and you want to connect with the show, plenty of ways you can do that. Are we on Twitter still? Is that still a thing?
It's not called that anymore. So no,
yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not proud of it,
but we're on there. It's at Apathusiast. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/apatheticenthusiasmshow. Send us emails, apatheticenthusiasmshow@gmail.com. We're on Instagram, apathetic_enthusiasm. And, of course, our website, apatheticenthusiasm.com, where you can find this show as well as the other podcasts that we do. I think if Brandon set all of the settings up correctly, you can find a video version of this podcast.
I'm watching a lot of dials go up and down over here. And he's riding the faders, as they say in the biz.
I feel very hands-off with this entire process because Brandon is doing the video portion as well as the audio portion. So I just showed up.
You
I just made sure my computer turned
brains
on
and
the Zoom connected. But yeah, go to youtube.com/apatheticenthusiasmshow. You can get video versions of our podcast. And then a big thank you to all the patrons at patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm who support all of our podcasting endeavors. Shout out to you. Thank you for everything that you do to support us. And that is the muscle memory.
That's
of doing
impressive.
Media.
You didn't even red leather, yellow leather it before we started. But
one, I was doing vocal warm-ups for 45 damn. Minutes.
One large bird shoots the nighttime movie theater butter popcorn.
That's his exercise that he
is
does.
Is that really a vocal warm-up that you do?
That's
a,
no, yeah, that's
is that bad improv. I couldn't tell.
Well, it all
does the same thing.
Yeah, bad improv is still warm up. So
bad improv is still improv. That's what you learn in an improv class, probably.
That's true.
Yes, and I don't know.
I get it.
Oh man, God, you're back. You're back.
So glad
baby.
To have you here. We were missing those beats. Boom, boom, boom.
Well, Travis.
All right, that's all I got for the show. Yep. Thanks for having me, everybody.
Yeah, no, don't leave. I don't know how to switch the scene. Well, so something unique about this episode. One is that Chelsea and Travis are both here. Two,
nice to meet you.
Chelsea and I, we have a timing. You know, we have a timing that we've established for longtime listeners. Travis, you and I have a timing that we've established. You and Chelsea don't have a timing quite yet, right?
How dare you?
Well,
sir.
No. Just
timing.
Brandon, I mean, Travis and I just talk
no
at the
time
same
like
time
the present.
Every single time Brandon asks a question, both of us race dance.
Yeah. So bear with me. The timing there is not there. But then you add a third person, and a key example of this is when we all laughed together at the same time. And then we all went to our drinks at the same exact time. And there was zero. They were like, oh, shit. Okay, well, I really have to.
It's how people know this isn't AI. We have to have a beverage.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I think what this is really going to turn into is me and Chelsea just doing a podcast.
Yeah.
And Brandon, you can just run the soundboard.
Got it.
What are we going to talk about, Travis?
Talk about our weird producer over there, Brandon.
Oh, my God. I don't call him that. That's weird. But Brandon.
Don't call him Brandon.
The producer. Sounds very shishy. Brandon,
it's just
what would you say? Have you
podcast.
Noticed? Have you really noticed big differences between the timing and the pacing of talking to one of us versus the other?
You asking me that?
Mm-hmm.
Me?
Anybody. Just
you're the only common denominator on this podcast.
Call in. I'll take a call.
Don't do that. I can hear it all on the mic. Don't
mess
on
up with the levels.
Is there a difference? Of course, there's a difference. The difference is, one, I'm hosting. Two, with Travis, he's hosting, and I'm the one who acts ADHD, right?
Hmm.
You know,
that was the nice way of saying other times.
Hey, here, look at this compliment I've left on my backhand.
No, I'm sure that's probably true. It's between you talking to someone who knows exactly where the conversation is going. That's Travis. And then me, where I'm like, now what, guys? Oh, no.
No, it's
which is usually Brandon's part.
Yeah.
Right. I kind of know where we're going. But when it's just you and me, Chelsea, then I
it's a lot more sexual tension.
I have to take charge.
Almost as much.
Almost. Yeah. He did say you're a better kisser, but we have better not kissing times.
Sorry,
I'm not used to the mic being right there. I'm used to being off to the side, but you moved it.
Travis, you know, you haven't been on the show in what seems like decades. So, you know,
how are things? How are you doing, Travis?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Which is usually the canned question that we ask each other.
But you usually ask me that.
I do. I finish all the social media stuff and then I go, Brandon, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Because I don't have any other natural way of transitioning out of the social media links. It has been a really long time. I feel like the last time we recorded a podcast together, we didn't know the outcome of the presidential election.
I was gonna say, was it around Halloween or something that you guys did your last one?
Yes. I was out of town. I was not home. We recorded an episode before the election. We were going to record one,
Travis,
I think.
I hate to tell you what has happened since I last spoke to you.
Do we know who won? Are the results?
Nobody.
Are they still counting the ballots? You did the Election Night of the Living Dead live stream on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I was having such problems with like internet connection and stuff like that I called you on my telephone and just dialed in. You played, I think, my audio feed from the phone on that live stream. And I think we recorded an episode that way. We recorded the episode the day before. with me calling you. And then that was like how we did the episode. And then after that, I think we took a week off. We didn't do an episode, I think, because we were just still dealing with a lot of depression and anxiety. You know, for reasons. And then right after that, I dropped off the face of the planet. So second week of November, I'll preface this with thank you, everybody that knows what's going on or that's reached out or has supported in any sort of way. I have been gone. I learned that my daughter has cancer. She has a leukemia, and I figured this out while I was deployed. I'm in the military, and I was away from my family. But fortunately, I was able to come home. I actually got back to Oklahoma. My wife was taking my daughter to all these different emergency rooms and stuff to try and figure out why my daughter was sick a lot. And she had a procedure on her neck because she had a swollen lymph node. They found out that she had leukemia that way. I got home the day before we got that diagnosis. So it was really fortunate timing that I was able to be with my family for that. And then just kind of have been focused on that for the last month and a half. So thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Chelsea, for continuing to make the show, continuing to reach out to the three or four of you that actually listen to this podcast. But yeah, it's been a wild ride. That's not something as a parent you kind of ever are really prepared for. So it is my daughter, Allie. She is 17 years old. She actually turned 17 while we were in the hospital. We got to go home for a few days after about 2 weeks of being in the hospital and doing her like initial start of like chemotherapy and stuff like that. We were only home for about 4.5 days. And then on Thanksgiving, my daughter had really severe stomach pain. So we went back to the ER. It turned out she had a really severe form of like colitis. And that pretty much kept us in the hospital for almost a month while they kept her on antibiotics, things like that. The thing with like leukemia is people ask like, what stage is it or things like that. It's not like a tumor, where it's like specific to one area or one organ. Leukemia is a blood cancer. So blood is everywhere. Right. So it's a little bit different in that way. It affects her immune system. So we have to be really careful about where we go and like wearing masks and stuff like that if we have to go out in public, just so we don't get sick, so that we can still take care of her without risking her getting sick. But yeah, and so we just are learning a lot. I've learned so much that I never thought like I would have to learn or do. I can like dress wounds really really well now. I can flush like IV lines. I think I'm going to start moonlighting as a nurse. Just like, let's maybe like in a volunteer.
Together. You go back to school with me.
I don't know.
I'm in film studies now, but you could be a doctor.
We could make the next Grey's Anatomy show. I think.
Grey's Anatomy movie. Because she's in film, not TV studies.
Film.
Come on. Right.
Absolutely. I don't know what a TV is. I only know what a film is.
Yeah. Maybe if it was directed to
it's
Netflix.
It's a different schooling. It's a different schooling process.
Altogether.
I don't know how to work with digital. I went to a film school. But yeah. But anyway, that's what's going on. Learning a lot. Like, we are back home now. We got to come home a couple days before Christmas, which was amazing. But it's like a long-term process, right? Like, it's 2.5 years is the treatment plan for this. So it's one of those things that...
That's the
initial
like the base standard treatment plan. That's not even without it, like any, that's just, I guess, what they tell you at the beginning of any.
Yeah. When they sat down, they're just like, hey, so, we figured out what it is, why your kid has been sick for the last couple, several months and keeps having fevers and all these different things.
Did you, or did we, and then we brought her in again?
Shout out to my wife, Sheena. Chelsea's best friend, because
I'm just finding out that Travis and I are not best friends. Okay. Keep going. hurts a little bit. Merry Christmas.
She was persistent. She knew something was wrong. And there were a lot of numerous trips to ERs and different doctors trying to figure out why my daughter's lymph nodes were swollen, why she kept getting fevers, why she would be sick. Like, if one of my other kids got sick, they would get better much faster. It took longer for Allie to get better before, whenever she would catch something. And they were really persistent, and then finally found the right set of doctors that weren't willing to just give her a steroid, which masks symptoms, or throw more antibiotics at her and say it's probably just some virus and it'll clear. These doctors did the work and did the right tests and were able to figure out what it was, which at one point you're like, worst news you've ever heard, but at the same time, like, huge relief to be like, you have a name answers for it, right? You have an answer for like why your daughter's really sick, and now you have like some sort of path towards how they will get better, for right? Sure. Yes, it's a 2.5 year long path is like the standard for the specific type of cancer that we're dealing with. So, but it's also one that has a statistically very high recovery rate. My daughter is technically considered high risk because she's over the age of 10 or something like that, but still being under like 20 has a very high percentage of survivability or things like that. So which is what I'm staying focused on personally. That's where my brain goes, and is just being optimistic about things. So yeah. So that's what's going on. And also, they're playing Stardew Valley.
I mean, all your kids, but Allie is such a badass anyway. She is.
She's an awesome kid. She has been very brave in the face of a lot of challenges over the last couple months.
Yeah, she joined theater. She was in drama.
she did. Was a theater. She is a theater. Very kid. Brave. She had a leading role in the production of Radium Girls of all things in her school. Wow. Which, if you're not familiar
they
with,
didn't use
with
real radium in that play,
you might.
When
sue
she
the
got
school.
Her diagnosis, she was like, "Man, talk about method acting, yeah. Right?" Like,
I should have let them put me through that machine.
But yeah, she did. She ended up missing getting to do that performance because she was like getting chemo, like when they were doing that, and she was in the hospital. And then she had her 17th birthday in the hospital and wanted to really badly try out for the musical that they're doing this next semester. And unfortunately, didn't get a chance to try out for that. And
what's
so,
that
like,
musical? Is it a hospital?
Beryllium Girls?
It's not. It's actually High School Musical, which is a little on the nose, in my opinion, but yeah. It's fine. It's no hate. Yeah. No hate.
No one of high school age
also,
should be making that
music. Their high school's mascot is the Wildcats, which is the mascot in the show High School Musical. So it's just, I don't know.
We don't.
I'm not in the know because I don't have a teenage daughter like you do.
Yeah.
I know that Wildcats is Sandra
Bullock.
My
knowledge of Disney things is because of my
that is
kids.
Disney. I didn't even remember that.
But yeah. You say on the nose, a High School Musical while you're in high school, it's like, hey, you know what? We're going to do a play about.
This one's called SATs. Everyone go to your room and write your name in number 2 pencil on a piece of paper.
Now.
Fill out the bubble sheet. We'll be doing rehearsals at noon. But anyway,
you,
yeah,
Travis, were you in high school drama
or
theater?
Yeah, I did that once. No.
Yeah, just only once? Good for you.
Oh my gosh.
Only once.
What a brag.
Only one time. I was not very
You weren't
involved
an actor
in high school.
Oh, You didn't do any extracurriculars.
No, you're one of them heavy metal
kids.
I guess
I should ask your best friend and see how much he knows about you.
Yeah, you had your long hair listening to Reliant K. You're like, yeah, this is
who's that?
So cool, bros.
Is that a cereal?
Yeah, Reliant K.
Reliant K is a pop punk Christian band. That I didn't listen to until I was out of high school because I didn't start going to church until my senior year.
What does the K stand for?
It's a drug.
So it's a
ketamine.
Reliant ketamine.
Yeah. Which, by the way, my daughter has to take when she gets spinal taps. And I'm like, the second time she did it, she was like waking up from the sedative and she's like, giggly and happy, and she's like, "I think I like this." And I was like, "Don't like it too much. We're not trying to develop any habits here."
Like, you could be addicted to worse things than spinal taps.
I'm sure they've given her a lot of interesting things.
Oh man, she's gonna try it all. This is because you guys made her go to church so many times, and so now it's like the universe being like, we'll help you out a little bit.
Here's a synthetic form of THC. Try that one out for size. Just to stimulate your appetite.
The military said no drugs. Watch this.
We're going to get TRICARE to pay for it, suckers. For legal reasons, all of this is purely for entertainment purposes. And please do not hold anything.
She doesn't have a driver's license, so she knows.
Yeah, she does.
She got her driver's license?
She did. She got her driver's license like right after I left. Right after
she was in a car accident that wasn't like she was a passenger in a little fender bender.
That was right before he left.
Driving. Ooh, she was driving.
No.
She was driving us to her driving test.
Oh no.
And we were one block away from the testing facility and a guy ran a red light and my car got totaled.
I knew that part, but I didn't know she was driving.
Yeah. But she did a great job. Like, they should have given her license for how well she responded in that situation. I would have done much worse. I probably would have injured us severely. She was just very careful entering the intersection and was going at a much safer speed than I probably would have been if the light had turned green and then I would have just gone instead of, you know.
Oh, poor thing.
Poor kid.
Was it just the two of you in the car then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. No, I feel you.
You passed out, and when you woke up, you were in the driver's seat. And you're like, what?
Very similar situation.
Why am I on ketamine, right?
when my mom was younger, and she was learning how to drive, she got into a car accident, and my grandpa was driving in the passenger seat, and he. Like pushed her, he pulled her, put her in the passenger seat, and he got in the driver's seat, and then he took the blame for the accident. One of the few examples
allegedly
of my grandpa being
wow.
I don't know. Is the statute of limitations passed on that?
Yeah,
that situation. I don't know.
I know it's not. He's in jail now for insurance fraud.
No, he's not. They never caught him.
They'll never catch him. They'll never catch Earl Bouchard of
Louisiana.
Yeah, of Shreveport, Louisiana.
He won't know we're the ones who turned him in.
No.
Get him.
No.
Go get Earl.
There's no law enforcement personnel that listen to this podcast.
No. Back to blue.
We don't know that.
I don't. I really don't.
It might. We live in a city where there are a lot of police. Yeah. And so they might back just accidentally pull it up on their scanners from time to time.
Yeah, back to blue.
Could you imagine like, if local podcasts showed up on their police scanners in L.A.?
Like there's this cops like with the little radar looking for podcast signals.
Getting three bodies in this off of my heat signature gun. Three bodies in there.
Every other block would just be three dudes that are trying to hit it big with the next big podcast. I'm sure.
Suckers. Not like us. We're already there.
Not like us. We are successful. Travis, how was your Christmas? Did you get everything you asked for and more?
Did you ask for things?
Yeah, did you ask for it? Did you have a wish list? I didn't see it.
I would imagine that Travis was too busy to get a piece of paper and write down a wish list.
My wish list was basically that my kid was well enough to get out of the hospital so that we could all be home for Christmas.
Yeah, doesn't everybody else feel like an asshole now? Everybody else who wished for a Nintendo? Yeah,
that and I wanted a PlayStation 5. No, no, I already had that.
You had one of those.
What did I want? I don't know if I was...
Okay, well, maybe you didn't...
I think it was stuff I want. I mean, I got like Orkana stuff.
A 3D printer.
I did want a 3D printer. I was going to buy one... Black Friday sales, got a little distracted, ended up not getting it.
Why?
That'll
happen. Get distracted?
That'll happen in time.
My car was just in the driveway and somebody T-boned it. I don't know.
Tell us a story about how you got distracted during Black Friday. Right. You did. Yeah. Right.
I already did.
Yeah. Okay. So you didn't ask for anything. You wanted the things you wanted.
I feel like if I just repeat Brandon's wish list back to you, you'll say, because you guys are so similar, you'll be like, yeah, that was on my, oh yeah, that was on my wish list. Or maybe you confer first, be like, you put this on yours and I'll put this on mine. And then we'll see whoever gets it so we could share it, like splitting a meal at a restaurant or something.
I guarantee that Travis did not have the things on his wish list.
I love that.
One bird at the butter popcorn. Oh, no. The stuff on my wish list was not on Travis's wish list.
How do you know?
Travis, did you have a theremin on your wish list?
Okay. No. Brandon sent me his wish list, which I'm glad for, because I never know.
Are we talking Amazon wish list? We're talking Amazon wish list?
But then okay. I still didn't know how to. I'm like, I don't know how to. This is how I'm just so technologically challenged. I'm like, how do I get it? He's like, it's a link that I sent you. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I created a list.
It's in our notes and it's yellow, which means it's linked.
I made a note on Apple and I sent it to her. She's like, oh, cool.
It has two things on it, but no. I'm like, one of them says Amazon wish list. Just go there.
I'm
like, get to the wish list, and I'm like, this motherfucker, what kind of wish list is this? It's like a Gremlins doll, a foosball table for $1,000, a watch, a theremin. I'm like, does he think he's getting a theremin? Which, by the way, are very expensive. I'm like, what?
It was only three. It was only $300.
Let me do
bucks.
It right now for free.
Ooh, that's classic sci-fi sound right there.
You know what's funny is Zoom is filtering out those sounds because it thinks that's some sort of like...
An actual theremin is confusing me with a machine.
It thinks it's feedback or something. Like it's not letting me hear that noise.
That's funny.
It just, Chelsea just is like... Wee. That's all you do.
He got a couple of things.
Yeah, I didn't
and
get a
Wingspan
theremin.
Was on his wish list. Was Wingspan on your wish list?
He has Wingspan.
No, because I got Wingspan last year.
Oh.
So I got the board game Everdell.
Bad wife.
And then I got Munchkins Deluxe.
Nice.
Twice
so I got, as many I got, Munchkins, huh?
Yeah, I got a couple board games. I got RFID stickers.
That.
That's normal.
Peppers?
That's a normal thing to ask for, right?
are they part of your Riley K-19 band? What's the Christian band?
Reliant K.
Reliant K.
So,
which is based on the name of a car, just to go for full
like
circle.
A Kia?
AMC Eagle?
Like a Reliant K is a type of car.
Kia.
They have a song called AMC K-Car. Eagle.
Is it an AMC Eagle?
I'm going to need to make.
It's called
model.
A Reliant K.
What kind of car is the name of the car? This?
That's a car.
AMC
it's like
Eagle?
An old car.
Is it an AMC Eagle?
A Camaro.
Bitchin.
Chrysler.
It's a Plymouth. Or
Chrysler.
It's a Chrysler. Chrysler K. A Reliant K. It's a 1988 Plymouth car. Plymouth Reliant. Is the type of car. It's a K car.
Agree to disagree.
They have a song called K car. I got RFID stickers where like you know when you like tap to pay or you like tap your phone and it does stuff?
Nope.
You don't ever do that? Okay, cool.
Nope. I don't think that mine can do that.
She doesn't. She doesn't.
People are like, tap your card here. And I'm like, I'm going to stick it in. I don't think mine does the tappy tap.
I see the three wavy lines on here.
Do
but
you have a slot about yay big that I can stick this?
She learned that. She learned that line from me. I'm just going to stick it in.
Yeah, stop tapping me with that thing and just stick it in. This is some kind of weird credit card foreplay that I'm doing. Let's get to the main charge. Anyway, so you got RFID stickers
that you can program so that you can tap your phone on them and then it creates a shortcut and you can do things.
To what?
That's the kind of nerd that I am.
So I don't know anything about this. So you like put an RFID like on your at your front door. So then like you just go up to your phone and it scans it in and it unlocks your front door. Things like that.
That is a thing you could do.
So you could put one on Sheena. Heyo, yes. Sheena, yes, knock, knock. Open up.
Zip.
Tap my phone on you.
It's not me. It's my RFID.
No. Yeah.
Is that what you call it? Is it called an RFID?
No, it's RFID. I don't. It's RFID. No.
Yeah. Oh, because ID is like identification.
Yeah, radio frequency ID.
I am curious about combining those with the 3D printing hobby and putting like RFID stickers in 3D printed models or things like that to where then you could tap that on a reader or something. And
oh my gosh, RFID 3D.
Amiibos are essentially that, right? Like an Amiibo is a figure with an RFID in it that you
reach. His arm came back with the Yoshi.
So close.
For the audio listener, Travis pulled a Yoshi Amiibo out of nowhere.
Seemingly out of internet space.
Like I had it prepped. Like I had done episode prep.
This is for when I talk about my RFID. I had just
snuck the conversation to the point
Is this your segue? This your segue is like, I want to talk about Amiibos.
You have things lined up next to you, and when we pass the subject, you knock them off the table. Ugh, we already passed that. And then the next little character is there.
Just want to talk about that Pip-Boy Fallout conversation. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you guys get.
What'd you get? What did Brandon get you?
A Hadron
Collider. Yeah. Let's talk about things. Let's talk about Christmas.
I guess I got an ID.
Let's talk about Christmas gifts. Chelsea doesn't want Christmas gifts. She doesn't want me to buy her anything.
It's not a trap. I'm telling you. Like your present to me is to not spend money.
Legitimately, she says, don't spend money on me. Don't buy me a gift. And I'm like, I can't not buy you something.
He physically can't. I cannot.
I cannot. And so a couple months ago. Okay, actually, let me rewind. So here's what Chelsea does every morning. She makes herself some coffee.
Oh God.
And then she forgets that she made coffee, and then the coffee gets cold, and then she puts it in the microwave.
Do I forget, or am I so busy that my coffee gets put aside?
And then she forgets her coffee again in the microwave, and then it gets cold again, so she microwaves it again.
Sometimes,
and sometimes multiple times, right? And so I'm walking through Best Buy with Dexter, and I was like, I see a mug that stays warm.
Clutch. Like, you know what? She needs something that plugs into something. She's good at this.
It's a mug. You press a button on the bottom and it keeps the coffee hot at a certain temperature for a long, long time.
We don't even know.
And I'm like, this would be so great. Like I'm thinking of her. Like, oh, that is great. It's going to be so good. Like she's going to appreciate this.
I do. I've never said I don't. No, I didn't.
I didn't say you didn't appreciate it. I'm just saying you haven't used it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's because Dexter is home from school.
It's very easy.
I don't have to hurry in the morning with my coffee.
Yeah. It's just you press the button like this.
Okay. So I started reading the rules in this booklet that I got with my coffee mug. And it's like, if you press and hold for 3 seconds, I don't even remember. It's like, this will happen. And if you press and hold for 4 seconds, it'll turn off. But if you press and hold for 5 seconds, it'll set the timer. But if you press and hold for 6 seconds, it'll, and I'm like, oh my God, so many things to remember.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be like,
it does feel overwhelming.
I don't know. Just dump coffee in my face. Drink it so fast.
And yeah, to be completely fair, when she was reading that, I was like, This is way more complicated than it needs to be for a fucking coffee mug.
It's like the ice cream thing that Dexter got for Christmas.
So this morning, I woke up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, I'm going to make some coffee.
Humble brag, but okay.
That's a humble brag. It's a.
I can't
fucking stay asleep. So I'm like, I make some coffee. I'm like, you know what? Let me look at Chelsea's mug. Let me see how if I can work this.
Let me use this gift that I bought for my wife myself.
What I wanted to do.
I bought it for her.
He was going to streamline it to make it more efficient, I bet.
Yes. What I wanted to do was make sure that I knew how to work it so then I could help you, Chelsea, know how to build some
automations in Microsoft.
We're gonna have a whole Pee-wee system set up in the kitchen. Dun, 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 dun. And you put this and you just touch this button, Chelsea.
And you
know, your day.
And you know what's stupid about it is, you know, like I don't need Bluetooth for my coffee mug. But you can change the temperature. So it stays at like 145, but you can lower the temperature.
That's McDonald's legal team levels.
Using your phone, right? So you have to pair it. So you press the button, it turns it on.
The more I find out about this, more I'm just like, I don't know how you expected me to use this. Do you know how many times I get in the car and I'm like, the radio's not working to my phone?
That's true.
Or Brandon's driving and I'm like, I'm going to Google something and whatever he's doing on the radio will turn off and my music just pops up. And I'm like, sorry.
Every time. every time.
You have to undo the Bluetooth. I'm like, I don't know how. And then I'll have to do it back on.
Yeah. So instead, I stop watching the road and I disconnect her phone.
You don't have to stop looking. You're pretty good at it. Boop, boop, boop,
boop. Anyway,
I've ridden with Brandon in the car. Yeah,
Anyway, the coffee mug actually works pretty great. I drank a sip, then I fell back asleep, and then 3 hours later,
Your bed was on fire because you fell asleep with that coffee pot in your bed.
That coffee was still hot, piping hot. Ooh, I was like,
too hot.
Burnt my
write a letter.
That is fucking mug.
It was very sweet of you to think of me.
Yeah.
Good thing I had this coffee mug handy for this.
It's not the first mug you've gotten me that like had more than one step. You got me a mug for tea.
Which you like.
Because there's no cords attached to it. It's just like a little basket and you put the loose tea in there and it's got a lid so it can steep the tea. And I love that. And it makes me feel futuristic. Because there's more than one step to making the tea. I'm like, look at me. I'm like a scientist right now. I'm doing a little chemistry experiment. Put this. But if I ever get that coffee mug figured out, probably the whole block will lose electricity.
So what I should do to make you feel futuristic, I should give you some flint and tinder. So when you want to light your cigarette, you're like, ooh, there's so many extra steps here.
Get me something that keeps my cigarette lit longer.
It's electronic.
There you go. Yeah. I'm so over cords. Anyways, this house doesn't have good hidey spaces for cords. I don't know about you, Travis.
Yeah, do you have good hidey spaces?
I'm literally podcasting in a closet right now.
But can you see the cords from where you are?
They're everywhere.
Ugh. Does it look like you're walking through the alien ship, like where you're trying to step over it without stepping on anything?
No, I try to route them around the exterior of the room as best as possible.
Are you both checking it out? Oh god.
No, this the room, other side I don't of this even desk care. Though, this is your it's room. A mess. It's a mess. The only thing I think that can make that mug better is if you maybe added like an RFID sticker that you could scan and then it would set the temperature of your mug.
You know what I think would make it better,
if
Travis?
If it taught me how to play Wingscape.
Yeah. Wingspan.
Span.
You know what I think would make it better, Travis?
Back to that.
RFID on Magic Mind. So you can track how many times you're drinking it. I lost track of how many days this is as part of the challenge, because I think the challenge is over, but I'm still taking it. Now, Travis, you did not try any of this because you want to keep your military career.
I was a little busy. I was distracted by Black Friday.
Yeah, by Black Friday. Yeah, every year it's you and Black Friday. It's just It's really frustrating. I'm like, hey, Travis, pay attention to me. Like, no, no, Black Friday's here.
So many deals.
so many steals of a deals. Yeah, so after trying this out for so long, like I dig it. I continue to dig it.
You gotta stick with it, huh?
I still have maybe about a half a pack of that, the big box of them. So I will at least stick it out for that.
Another, what is that? Like a week and a half or something worth that you have left?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I do notice that my eyes are a little less tired.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
than
no.
They have been lately.
Travis, your eyes too could look less tired if you try magic mind.
So tired. But that's probably still residual effects of sleeping in a hospital room cot for only every other night. And then some other times, but yeah, no, I was really interested actually, because I've been from afar kind of following you on this journey, to open up your magical mind, so mm-hmm. to speak. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I was asking you, either yesterday or today, I don't know, the days blend together, how you felt about it and if you were liking it. And yeah, you were telling me that you, like you, the effects that you felt like you kind of want to keep going with it. So.
Yeah. It's the way I feel about it is, you know, a little bit of a skeptic. I'm always a little bit of a skeptic, when it comes to things. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll see how this actually works. Right. So, starting it off, I'm like, okay, we'll test it out. And the one thing I was kind of worried about really at the front of it was like taking 5-hour energies or monsters or Red Bull, you know, like those types of things where it's like, it's got the energy, it's got the boost. And then there's the inevitable crash from it. And so I was like, I was worried that was going to be a thing that I experienced. And I, so happy that it didn't actually ever happen. I'm like the only thing I want to do is drink more and more of it.
Oh, gosh.
I just can't get enough of that sweet, sweet magic money.
I will say that Brandon has before tried, I don't remember what it was called. It doesn't matter, but it was, a supplement to make you feel less stressed, like such as Magic Mind.
Vicodin.
No, it was a natural OTC, over the counter supplement. And it made you so irritable.
Yeah, oh shit. Yeah, no, it's true. It was like, oh, just calm, relax.
It had magnesium in it, which was supposed to be like the key to it. Yeah. It's like mostly, maybe it was just a magnesium supplement, but that was supposed to be help you with your energy.
That's so true.
Help you with your stress, and then it really made you grumpy.
It did. Like it made me grumpy.
It's so hard to shop for a couch with Brandon when he is not on the same page and doesn't feel like looking at every single piece of furniture.
Yeah.
It was a really hard day for me.
It was really rough. We went to the furniture store. I'm like, she's like, oh, look at this. We're looking for a couch. And she's like, oh, look at this rug. I'm like, we're not here for a rug.
We looked at every carpet sample. Everyone.
Here for a couch.
More power to you, though, because I didn't even know you were in that bad of a mood until we got in the car after. But
yeah.
Because if I were not feeling well, I'd be like, God damn it. If you don't get up from that, right? If we have to look at one more carpet sample, I'm a pee on all of them. Right.
Okay. I'm just going to defecate in this furniture store.
I will. It's going to happen. In this store. Get up.
Well,
that was magic.
That's my go-to threat. But no, we don't need that with Magic Mind. He hasn't been grumpy.
No. As a matter of fact, I've probably been the best person I've ever been.
If you want to be the best person you've ever been,
try Magic Mind.
Do we have a link or something? I don't know. I'm a guest here.
We do.
You go to TravisandBrandon20.
Use the code TravisandBrandon20 over at magicmind.com for some
20% off.
Yeah, some percentage of a single purchase, 20% off of like a single purchase, or an extra percentage off of a subscription. So magicmind.com, Travis and Brandon 20, not Travis and Chelsea, not Brandon and Chelsea 20.
They're just teeny tiny little, like I guess like whatever would fit in a shot glass. Like it feels like that when you drink it. Or like those little Yakulta yogurt drinks, those prebiotic yogurt drinks. They're like They're smaller than that.
The one last thing I want to say is my coworkers have been like, hey, this Magic Mind stuff sounds real sketch. It's called Magic Mind. And you also say there are mushrooms in it. It's, you can get it like Trader Joe's. You can get it at like Sprouts. You can get it in a lot of different places. It's all
mushrooms are going in. It's not all magic mushroom, but like actual mushrooms are going in everything right now. Have you had coffee that has, it's like mushroom coffee?
No,
like that's the newest thing. It's for your health. For your health.
For your health. Steve Brule says Magic Mind.
For your health.
All right.
Very cool. Very cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Continue on your magical journey. Yeah. I don't know. And then maybe
Magic
years,
Bus. But...
I'm just gonna say I'm not a huge fan of mushrooms in general.
It does not taste like mushrooms.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It tastes like a melon.
That's the best advertisement you can get for it, I think.
Although I do like mushrooms, but yeah, I don't think I would drink a drink that tasted like mushrooms. But yeah. I don't think the coffee drink tastes like mushrooms.
To our friends at Magic Mind, make sure you change your catchphrase to doesn't taste like mushrooms.
That's right.
Tastes like melon.
You can hardly tell there's mushrooms in it.
You could be the first person to have that tagline because so many people could use it. But if you're the one that could nail that down, doesn't taste like mushrooms.
I would never want a mushroom drink anyway. If anything ever tastes like mushrooms drinking, I'm like, last time I'm trying this.
That's what you say. Watch you make your little mushroom teeny after we got here. You're like, you know what? Maybe I do want to open that can of pickled mushrooms. I'm going to pour this juice.
It would not surprise me to get a message from Brandon randomly on a Thursday that said, yeah, I'm doing like a mushroom infused vodka. It's something I
know.
Try out.
That's true. You can infuse vodka with so many things.
So you asked about one of my Christmas presents, Travis. One of the presents I got, I got so many good presents.
So many presents.
So many good presents.
How do you get the man that has everything?
A mug.
Theremin and a foosball table, but I don't have those yet.
Things.
My parents, they bought me, my brother and my parents collaborated.
I think uncle, not your uncle, but Dexter's uncle, your brother.
Yeah. Brett bought me a smoker for mixed drinks. So it's got a little blowtorch. It's got the different wood chips in it. And then you put the thing on it, and then you get little smoke drinks.
I mean, how far you've come, sir.
Yeah, where I was like, I'm mixing Sprite with whatever I've got in the pantry.
I'm just going to put some tangerines in this vodka and mix it with my finger.
That's even like he's come up.
Still do mix with.
He's got to have now like fresh ingredients for his beverage. Yeah. And now he's just like,
I peel the orange rind.
Right. I can always tell when he's had
and then rub them on the exterior of the glass.
Oh, you know it. And then with a blowtorch, I smoke some cherry wood chips. Oh. Say magnifique. So that's pretty cool. And then my parents got me. When you go to a restaurant and you get like an old fashioned and there's like the big cube of ice and it's a very clear cube of ice.
Was this not also from your brother though?
No, that's from my parents. They
he knew a lot about it though.
They collaborated.
We usually get alcohol based presents.
It's true.
See, two episodes ago for more. alcohol based festivities.
You still make a mocktail with these.
You could. So what it is it's like it's a cube a ball ice maker, and there's this like it's a square styrofoam insulation and then a plastic insert that goes into it. And it takes so long for the ice to freeze. It takes like 24 hours for this big block of ice to freeze. And the reason it takes so long is because like when ice freezes, supposedly it freezes so fast that the air bubbles stay in the ice. So your ice cubes are opaque. They're like, you can't see through them because all the air bubbles are there.
Like poor people's ice.
So, yeah. So this freezes the ice.
Yes. Peasant ice.
So this freezes the ice so slowly that the air bubbles get out of it or whatever, go up.
Thank God.
And it's just so clear. It just
completely changes the profile of the beverage.
The like ice, it the ice
makes you feel like I've just fracked a glacier or something.
The
like
ice and unbelievable. The ice doesn't melt that fast.
Because there's no air bubbles in it.
Oh my God, it melts so much slower.
So you got ice that stays colder longer, and I got coffee that stays hot longer.
And we got an ice cream maker that we haven't used because it's too complicated.
There's too many steps. I wouldn't even be able to make these ice balls.
Is it a Ninja Creamy?
What the fuck did you just say to me?
It's not a ninja, but it was like Dexter came to me. He got this gift for Christmas, this like make your own ice cream in this little mug or whatever. I don't know. And then he's like, can we make that right now? I'm like, sure, let's look into it. Oh, no. First, we have to put this in the freezer for 24 to 48 hours.
To freeze the core.
Then we got to get the ingredients. Then you got to make it on the stove, your like ice cream base. Then you got to put that in the fridge for at least 2 hours. And then I'm like, we're buying ice cream. Sorry.
As a person that dabbled in homemade ice creams for half months, there's plenty of ice cream bases that you don't have to cook ahead of time, especially if you don't include eggs. Like, yeah.
Okay, what was your typical ice cream base? Yeah. That's why I forgot that you did that for a while.
Tell us, ice cream man.
of all of the hobbies I've had. I think just like it's most ice creams are just like half heavy cream, half milk, and then like whatever flavorings you want.
Dang, that's what ours said.
It's like real basic.
I wonder if we could not get heavy cream. It was one egg yolk, some sugar, heavy cream, skim milk, and then some vanilla, and then
yeah, you need sugar. Yeah, but yeah. Mm. Heavy cream's where it's at. Yeah, you need to get some of that.
So I just drink it straight. I keep it nice and warmed up in my mug.
Hot mug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like, you know, it's the right temperature when it's curdling.
Yeah. And then I put the smoker on it for a little bit. Smoke us some hickory chips.
I like hickory to do a nice cream. Smoked hickory half and half.
Heavy whip. The heavy whip cocktail.
You over there, play the theremin while I smoke this heavy cream for our ice cream.
I'm playing foosball.
I almost got him a foosball table, but... that won't happen until our garage is officially done and a foosball table is able to be built and used in there. It is not.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
More work to do on the car hold. Got it.
That's
got
right.
It. Yeah.
Garage.
Yeah. Yeah.
At some point, I'm but not the wondering rumpus if we're going to need a permit for any of that stuff, but we'll see how much we can get done without one. I don't know.
That's yeah. Safe. No law enforcement individuals or
I was thinking of hanging some monkey bars in there. I was hanging our couch from the ceiling.
Right.
We're
right.
Going to build a Ninja Warrior gym in our backyard.
Seems just fine. Somersault into the.
Don't
into
need a
the,
permit.
Right now, the stuff that's hanging in our garage is Killer Clowns stuff from the rafters.
They're not hanging.
No. Yeah. The cotton candy is hanging from the. Yeah.
Do you have corpses encased in cotton candy hanging from your.
Yeah.
No, not corpses. Just one. Yeah.
Just you can only see his face. But the other, these like life size or larger, you know, like they're bigger than me. They're over 6 feet tall. The animatronics that we got from Spirit Halloween we have two different Killer Clowns from Outer Space ones.
Which ones?
Shorty and Slim, I want to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And
I wouldn't have known if you were right or not.
One is missing his head. Slim's head is not on for some reason. But my laundry is also in there, but my washer and dryer. And so if you go in there, the lights don't come on in the garage until you walk in and the motion comes on. So when I first walked in there for like the first week after Brandon had stored them in there, and that's not what I knew, I was like, oh, God. I was like standing right next to it and in a very
like, I'm going to kill you way.
Pose. But sometimes if you look at him a certain way, he just kind of looks like thumbs up-y. But,
Oh, yeah.
I got some.
You can't see that, Travis. Whenever we do a thumbs up on.
Did you see my fireworks that it gave me behind me? It was like extra super duper.
I didn't see it.
I've never gotten fireworks before.
Only our video listeners.
Anyway.
And viewers.
Killer clowns.
Yeah.
They're just in the shadows. One of them is headless. And then there's the cotton candy corpse hanging from
them. Right.
Yeah.
Hopefully, so
that room is not ready for a foosball table, is what I'm
thinking. It's not.
Makes sense.
But I did clean the side of the house this weekend. Just stocking up on like cardboard boxes, and we're like, throw them out of our kitchen. We're like, oh, don't need that one anymore. Oh. And so Chelsea has been on my back about like stop being productive. Like, just take a break, Brandon.
Oh yeah, okay. Good Lord, I didn't know where that started. Yeah,
just take a break.
I was like, tread carefully.
Yeah, I'm like, where is this going?
Be lazy for a little bit. Yeah, like, stop being productive.
Calm down. Every morning I wake up, and then one morning I went out. This was our conversation last week. I went outside. Oh my God, there's planks missing from the deck.
Yeah.
And then the other day I woke up and I'm like, what is wrong with you? Because he was out there sweeping and cleaning the concrete.
Like, I just have so much energy thanks to Magic Mind. Use the promo Magic code Mind.
Travis and Brandon
20.
I can almost finish any project thanks to Magic Mind.
Well, so here
I will start so many projects thanks to Magic Mind.
The morning I was cleaning up the side of the house. Here's and you asked me like, was I mad at you last night? Because I'd said like, I don't finish things, so I'm trying to.
Sometimes I'm mean and I don't know it. Brandon tells me a little while later. So I'm like, did I say something that made you be like, I better clean up? Or sometimes when you get mad, then you clean. So like,
yeah, happened? It is weird. I do clean when I get mad, but I wasn't mad. I wasn't mad that morning. No, the night before was Christmas, and we hung out at your parents' house. And while you were talking to your dad, and your dad getting mad at you about trying to sell his pogs, your mom was.
Does that sound more riveting than right cleaning this side of the story? House?
Are there pogs available for sale?
Pretty soon. If it's up to me.
If it's up to Chelsea. Right,
we'll take this offline. We'll take this
what
offline.
What else can
anyway.
I sell?
So yeah, Mitch really wants
slammers on the table.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, there's blind some bags.
Animaniac slammers too.
Well, we don't know how much. Anyway. Travis is sweating.
I need pogs. God, son of a bitch, I need to build pogs. I need all the pogs.
Yeah.
I just sorted a lot of Lorcana cards. I don't need any other collectible things.
If you guys are interested in buying a blind bag of pogs, high spinners.
Use the promo code Travis and Brandon 20
at magicmind.com. So I was talking to your mom, and she was like, you know, I know exactly how you feel, Brandon. You know, like, I just, you know, I start doing something and I get distracted and I start doing something else and I do this and then I stop doing that. So I know exactly how you feel. And so sometimes we just have to make sure we finish the projects that we start.
I'm like, my mom said that to you, and you're like, oh, this sounds like something Chelsea obviously always tells her mom. Could you please talk to Brandon about this for me?
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, Cindy is having this conversation on behalf of Chelsea without Chelsea knowing that it's
to be fair. My mom was over like 2 days before that. She caught me in the middle of a moment of a mood of me trying to clean to get ready for Christmas Day, and then just losing my mind over all of the things that I want to do to the house. Every single project was thrown into this one 12-minute conversation that I had that was all one mood. And so that probably was overwhelming to her.
Yeah. And she said, sorry. Get out of my house, Brandon.
Yeah. Get her a mug.
Why are you still here and not homework?
Finish.
Why aren't you home working on projects?
Finish your projects, Brandon.
My dad didn't get upset with me about wanting to sell his pogs.
You know, his cells.
He has animation cells.
From Scooby-Doo.
Yes. But I always, in my mind, thought he, first of all, he probably does have a lot of stuff from a lot of places. He's worked at a lot of different places, from Disney to Hanna-Barbera to Warner Brothers to, I don't know, those are the only ones that exist. I don't know any other ones. And
Titmouse.
So he got it. He misunderstood for a second that I was just like trying to sell everything out from under him. And I'm like, I'm not going to sell anything of yours that you don't want to sell. Because he's planning on attending a Comic-Con in March in Jacksonville, Florida. We will continue to plug that as that gets closer.
Check out Jacksonville, Florida Comic-Con. Use the code Travis and Brandon 20. at magicmind.com.
But I was like, trying to give him, like, you know, well, you could put some of these cells out on the table. No, those are mine. I'm saving them and I'm going to hand them down to you kids for inheritance. And I'm like, well, you so give you it to me now and I'll sell it now.
Yeah.
But Brandon knows that I would sell everything in this room if he told me he was going to be gone for a week and a half.
I'm it's like, true.
Okay.
The minute I die, Chelsea is selling everything.
Golden Rickhead.
Yep.
Gone. Lowest bidder. Bye.
That goes to Travis.
Just give me a call first.
That goes like, to Travis.
This is, yeah, sorry. This is in my will. It'll be.
Yeah, that's yours, Travis. Sorry.
I'm just a money hungry. I don't want to say the next word.
Say it. No. Say it. Say it. No. Say what you're going to say. A money grubbing what?
Delight.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, with hot coffee, thanks to
Magic Mind
Ender Mug or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Do we have another topic to hit?
No, I don't know if we do. Chelsea and I started watching Alien Romulus, and then in the middle of it, I said, "We have to record with Travis," and she said, "Oh, Travis." So
oh, he's gonna be on it.
I was like, then what do you need me for?
And I said, we can't. You know, like, he's a guest on the show right now.
He was like, there's been too many requests, Chelsea, for you to just continue.
Brandon didn't know. See, Brandon's really concerned this whole time. Like, he doesn't text me anymore. He doesn't want to talk to me. He's like, no, Travis is too busy being sad all the time. Or
you're distracted.
Dealing with, like, I will say this. It has been a significantly emotional event for the last couple months. It will continue to be emotional. It'll continue to be stressful. It will continue to be, you know, at the forefront of my mind.
Of course.
For a long time. But at the same time, there are like hours where I was just sitting in a hospital room while my kid was asleep, resting. I'm playing Stardew Valley. Or I'm watching Skeleton Crew on Disney Plus. I should have been.
Yeah.
I should have been.
Why aren't you producing the show? I should have
brought my podcasting stuff. I'm building Lorcana decks on my computer. And I'd be like, all right, I need the nurses not to come in for 20, 30 minutes. We're gonna record some plugs for the show.
Allie,
I'm just here to do vitals. That's fine. Score. Use the promo code Travis and Brandt
for 20% off your first file of saline solution.
Yeah.
Oh, picking stuff up around the hospital. I have ketamine.
But no, this was really fun. I do hope to kind of and the way I keep saying it is, like, the more our life gets back to normal, it's a good thing, because that means she's doing better, right? She's the closer. It's not going to be. It's going to be a new normal for a while, but hopefully we can carve out an hour or so, once a week or so, so that I can hop on a podcast and
I feel
and
like
chat, so.
2.5 years is. Sorry, honey.
God.
Is the perfect timeline.
Welcome to Chelsea's last episode.
It's the perfect timeline for you guys to move to California. Right next door to us, or to our garage.
It is.
You can move into our garage.
It is fortuitous that the length of treatment is about the amount of time I will still be on socialized medicine, healthcare.
I did that math.
Yeah. Yeah. Works out. Works out.
Work it. Well, Travis, we love you. Good to hear your voice. It's good to see your face.
Good.
Hey, how are you? Boy. Are you digging the beard? You, like,
yeah. Are you trimming it?
Yeah, I did trim it. I trimmed it once because I know at some point I will have to go back to work and not just work remotely. And I don't want it to be startling when I go back to,
like, a different shade, like a tan line there.
No, just, I don't know. I love it. It is definitely the facial hair that I will have when I have
good.
Free will to yep. choose my facial hair.
It looks good on you. I thought you were blonde, to be honest. I, you know, all this hair on your face. I was like, I thought he was a blonde for years.
Sure what to expect.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be a lot more gray in it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a little, but not as much.
You know, here's why.
Not as much as your
friend here. Oh, by the way, I got this watch. It's a Bart Simpson Swatch watch. Thanks, Chelsea. This was on my wish list, and Chelsea got it for me. So, what I was gonna say was the reason I thought you were blonde, Travis. I didn't really think you were blonde.
He was blonde when he was little.
Yeah, because he had his bleached hair, right?
Weren't you like a toehead kind of blonde when you were little?
Yeah. What'd you call him?
Toehead. It's like almost white, so blonde. It's like,
yeah. That's a real term, Brandon.
I believe it, but it's not in my.
Now that I'm saying it, is it TOW head or TOE head?
Ooh.
I think it's a W.
Here's your call to action, listener. Let us know in the comments.
Is it Chelsea
TOW or TOE head? Let us know.
Gosh, they have such low expectations for me after hearing my whole coffee mug. I know that probably the majority of your listeners know all the terms you guys are saying all the time. And so then here I come and I'm like, explain to me your Refidna things.
Your Refid stickers.
There's like, oh my God, are there still people alive that don't know what these terms are? I'm like, yep.
Sheena bought me those and has no idea what they were for.
She's like,
they were on your wish list. I got them.
They've been on your wish list for 3 years. To be like, tell me what to get for Brandon.
I bought Chelsea some hymns. I didn't know what they were for either. So
hymns like from church?
No, it's one of those late night commercials. Hymns is for
for like
penis enhancement
for
it's called ED? Hymns.
It's called hymns. Yeah, are you looking it up, Travis?
Look it
up on your work computer, everybody.
But use the promo code Travis and Brandon 20.
All right, get us out of here,
man.
Brandon.
If we could get the plug with a, you know. Hymns.
Jeez. Oh my gosh. Can I get some free hymns samples? Hymns, if you're listening to this, use the promo code.
All the weird things we mentioned during this podcast.
apatheticenthusiasm.com/Brandon needs hymns.
Wait, I'm sorry. This is for your ED?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just want to see what it's about.
I think they also sell like roving.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So we should plug them.
like hair plugs. That's what
plugs for plugs.
That's right. I've embraced it. Hair on the face, not on my head.
Oh, yep. I wish that rhymed. I'm so sad that you didn't have like a bumper sticker quote for that. Like hair on the face, not on the
place.
The other place where it normally
hairs
goes.
On your cheek, not on the peak.
We got it. All right. Next week on Apathetic Enthusiasm,
press that button.
We just do promos. We throw. Oh, have you ever watched Detroiters, Travis? Speaking of admin.
Detroiters?
Yeah. Not admin, Reuters. Not like administrators. Yeah. Admin.
Like advertising folks. So it's Tim Robinson and what's the other guy's name?
Sam Richardson.
Yeah, Sam Richardson. So it's I think you should
Robinson
leave.
Robinson and Richardson.
It was a show on Comedy Central a good handful of years ago, but it's on Netflix right now. And it's Tim Robinson's stuff before he did I Think You Should Leave. And I think it's hilarious.
It's the same. If you like I Think You Should Leave, you'll like this show.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Highly recommend. Anyways.
They should send us free stuff. Hey, come to our house, Tim Robinson.
Let's save for the zip line.
Still in the package.
All right.
All right. This is our last show of 2024. Yes. So happy new year to all of our listeners. We will be back next year with a new episode, all sorts of new episodes, including a new season of Rick and Morty in 2025.
Woo!
So make sure you're following International RSS as well. Thank you. Everyone for listening. Thank you, Chelsea, for
welcome.
Filling in for me. Thanks for having me back. Hopefully you'll have
Glad
me back.
Glad to have you. Take this burden from me.
All right. Well, on behalf of Apathetic Enthusiasm, I'm Brandon.
I love you guys.
I said I'm Brandon.
Thanks, we love you too.
Your name. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the listeners. We'll be right back.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.